Yes, Billy Graham, of course, is the Christian leader who went to Russia and said, I'm so happy that they have absolute freedom of religion in Russia. And this astounded everybody, including the Russians, most of all. Well, Billy Graham apparently came in at a very high level of the Judeo-Masonic part of the world order because he was a little-known minister, and he turned up in San Francisco and was giving a talk there, and nobody paid any attention to him. And all at once, a personal note from William Randolph Hearst was sent out to his editors, Puff Graham. That's all it said, Puff Graham. And from then on, Billy Graham received a favorable press all over the world and has ever since. So from Puff Graham, it's become, he is the considered, probably next to the Pope, the most influential Christian in the world today. You know, of course, you've seen his mass meetings on the media. He gets on television whenever he wants to, and he saves people. And so I had a friend in Charlotte, North Carolina, who knew the Graham family from the outset, and he called me one day and he said, Eustace, do you know what happens to all the money that comes into the Graham ministries from all over the world? And I said, no, I have no idea. I said, I'm sure they spend a lot of it. They have a big organization, and they put out a lot of publications and so forth. He said, well, they don't spend very much of it, to tell you the truth. He said, most of it is being invested in real estate around Charlotte, and particularly in shopping centers. He said the members of the Graham family own every large shopping center in Charlotte, North Carolina. And he told me this 10 years ago, and I'm quite sure they own more now. So then the area that I live in Virginia, called Augusta County, at one time, Augusta County extended from Virginia all the way to the Mississippi and embraced all of the states, Illinois, Ohio, Indiana, West Virginia. That was all Augusta County. It was probably the biggest county in the United States. And the reason that it embraced those areas was that George Washington had traveled out there and surveyed this whole area, and he didn't know what to call it, so he just called it an extension of Augusta County. So Stanton, Virginia was the county seat, and is the county seat of Augusta County, and that meant that Stanton controlled that whole area west of there. And so today, of course, it doesn't. All these states have been carved out of it. But the area around Stanton is still considered a refuge for millionaires, and particularly for horse breeders. And we had Helen Groves, who's the heiress of the King Ranch. She lived there for a number of years and bred Burma steers and so forth, and horses. So then we had Billy Graham's daughter moved up into this area, and she had married a young man. And they came right up there with the other millionaires and set up a horse breeding farm, which to establish something like that in that area, you'd need around $5 million, I would say, just to buy the land and the stables and the thoroughbred horses. So you can see where some of the money went to his daughter and her husband, but they have lots of money. And of course, Billy Graham supposedly lives very modestly in a little cabin up on top of a mountain there in North Carolina, and it has all the conveniences, of course, but no one has ever made any investigation into Billy Graham's finances, because I think he claims he takes an annual salary of $30,000 a year, and so then where the rest of the money has gone, no one knows. But as I say, it's pretty well known around Charlotte that the money is invested in shopping centers, and they're all owned by his relatives.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.